Chapter 11. Solving the Mystery. When Bobby walked into school on Monday morning, his face was white and he looked nervous.
"What's wrong?"
asked Mr. Penny, the economics teacher.
"You organized another fabulous event and made thousands of pounds for the building fund. You should be very happy."
Bobby looked at him for a moment. Then he told him about the money. "On Saturday I was so upset that I couldn't think," he said. "But now I want to find the thief."
"Why didn't you phone the police?" Mr. Penny asked, surprised.
"It's their job to find thieves. I'm going to phone them now." "No, please don't," said Bobby. "We feel responsible for losing the money, and we want to try and find it." Mr. Penny thought for a moment.
"Okay," he said finally. "But if you don't find it today, I'll phone the police tomorrow. Now you should go and speak to Ben. Perhaps he'll remember something. I'll come with you."
When Bobby found Ben, Helen was already talking to him.
"Tell Bobby what you remember about the thief," she said to Ben.
"Not much,"
Ben replied, looking at his feet.
"He was older than me. He had round glasses and a pen behind his ear."
"Mike from the newspaper team has got round glasses and often has a pen behind his ear," said Bobby. "But I can't believe he took the money." Just then, Lisa ran to them with the school newspaper in her hand.
"Did you have to tell everybody about the money?" she asked angrily.
"But we didn't tell anybody," Helen answered.
"What's wrong?"
"I told Mr. Penny, but only 2 minutes ago," Bobby confessed.
"Read this newspaper," Lisa shouted. "It's got the entire story about us and the money."
"So it was Mike," said Bobby. "He'll do anything to win the competition."
"Not so fast," said Mr. Penny. "Let's go and speak to Mike before we accuse him."
They found Mike in the newspaper's office.
"How did you know the money was missing?" they asked him.
"A boy from year 10 was standing at the entrance at the end of the fashion show," Mike told them. "I interviewed him, and he said a boy called Bobby Leader came and stole all the money."
"But how did he know that boy stole the money?" Helen asked. "And why didn't he do something about it?"
"It's very strange," said Mr. Penny. "That boy will have to explain a few things to us. Can you describe him, Mike?"
"Yes, he had round glasses and a sports bag," Mike said. "He even had a pen behind his ear, just like me."
Later that day, Bobby, Lisa and Helen were sitting with Mr. Penny in his classroom. After the boy from year 10 confessed that he stole the money, the three friends felt much better.
"It's a strange situation," said Helen. "The boy didn't steal the money for himself. He stole it for his sister. She's in the beauty team, and he wanted to help her."
"So the money was going to the building fund," Lisa added. "But that's not the way to do things."
"I agree," said Mr. Penny. "He brought us the bag with the money, but that's not enough. I'm going to write a report for the headmaster and the police. But tell me, what's your next big event?"
"The next one is our big finale," Bobby announced.
"Big finale? What do you mean?" asked Mr. Penny.
"I'll explain," said Helen. "Only one team can win the trip to Paris, but the entire school should get a prize because everybody is contributing to this project. People are buying newspapers, cakes, and tickets for events. They go to the beauty team and order photos of themselves from the photography team. Also, students speak to their friends and neighbours, and they all come and spend money too. So the teams are doing a lot of work, but everybody is playing an important part."
Mr. Penny looked at them with new respect.
"I'm happy to hear you talk like that," he said. "You really understand the business world now. But I can't believe you're planning to take the entire school to Paris."
"Oh, we can't do that," laughed Helen. "But we are planning 3 days in Devon. People will pay less than usual, and we'll make money for the building fund."